Son of a biatch! I guess I'm not really angry at Vodafone or any mobile phone company for that matter. I guess this technology is still developing. Some companies do seem to do better than others when it comes to notifying you of your expenditure. Three, I understand, don't let you go over a certain amount if you set it to. I remember actually doing that on my dongle. Maybe I've got too many contracts here. I've got two contracts at the moment, O2 and Vodafone, and I'm angry at myself, I guess, for getting a phone bill for £127 odd, and I don't ever have bills that big because I tend to use my inclusive minutes or text. I think I might start texting more because that's just not on. 1 month, I could do a lot with 127 quid in a month, more than just pay for conversations when all I do all day is have conversations, normally through Twitter, to be honest. I guess the cost effectiveness of doing this recording right now and it auto-tweeting and going out into the ether is phenomenal compared to the archaic technology of the mobile phone. I say archaic, even though, you know, I remember getting my first mobile phone in the 90s. Why they can text you to say this is what your bill is, but they can't text you and say, do you realise you've spent £80 more than you would do normally in a month? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Or DM me. We've got enough Vodafone Twitter accounts. But ultimately, it is my fault, I guess, because I've just had to talk a lot this particular month. And it makes me want to stop using the phone. I use it more as a computer than I do talking anyway. Let me just put my sunglasses on. I'm stuck in traffic at the moment. It's just got bright. I'm on the way to Birmingham. So I spoke to one guy who told me there was nothing like a shock bill department, even though O2 has one. Then I was put through to another guy who said, yes, we do have a shock department, but it only kicks in, you know, if I'd have spent another £5, it would have kicked in, and they might have alleviated my pain by knocking off some of the money. I got a tweet from Vodafone UK who said, drop us an email and we'll get straight back to you. And I dropped them an email, and I've waited over an hour, and they haven't got back to me. So I was much happier on the phone. I'd spoke to a guy, and I'm thinking I'm going to change my tariff. They offered me 900 minutes. I only have 300 minutes, and I'd used 600 this month. 900 minutes, unlimited free calls to landline, unlimited texts, and unlimited fair use, obviously, data for 20 quid a month. I pay £37 a month, or odd, line rental now, for a hell of a lot less than that package. So I guess I could have been a bit more astute. So all going well, I should get a hell of a lot more bang for my buck, and I really, really need to be doing some cost cutting at the moment. Everything is going to be changing at home very dramatically, which means that I need to work more, a lot more. Maybe I should start advertising. Anybody need a social technologist out there? That's about it. That's about the length and breadth of my advertising. I don't try very hard, do I? The whole spamming the timeline with, I do this, I do this, I do this, hire me. But I guess the people doing that are getting more work. And then I would not need to complain about £127 phone bills. That's immoral, isn't it, really? Let's face it. Why don't you just punch me in the head and take my wallet? Well, I do like to talk. I think I'm proving that point right here, right now. So I'll cut this short. I am looking forward to a curry in Birmingham tonight. Bowl Twi or something. A Twitter get-together, a social media get-together in Sparkbrook, the legendary curry house capital of Birmingham. At least I think it is. I'll find out later, I suppose, where the Bolties are unlicensed. So no alcohol for sale in the restaurant, but you can take your own, which I'm sure people will be doing. In the back of Bongo Mentally, the camper van I am driving at the moment, at Bongo Mentally on Twitter, I have a fridge with probably some bitter and some lager in, so maybe I'll just grab a couple of cans out of there. So I'm going to see Paul Hadley, who is Hadley Paul on Twitter. He's very kindly offered me a bed for the night. And tomorrow I'm doing my best to get to the Birmingham social media get-together. It's nice. Nice being somewhere different for a change. So, yes, I feel my madness at myself and my keenness to talk subsiding ever so slightly at the thought of an Epicurean-style meal with lovely people. I hope they're lovely. I haven't met them yet. And lovely food. I hope it's lovely. I haven't ate there yet. I'm sure it'll be fine. Speak to you later.